مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم میکند. irlanguage.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فرامرز پورموسا هستم، مدرس دوره های Get Ready for IELTS. سه کتاب قبلی از این انتشارات رو ما قبلا خدمت شما بزرگواران تقدیم کردیم، Reading, Writing, Speaking، و انشاءالله از امروز تدریس Listeningش هم شروع میشه. این کتاب ها همگی در سطح پری اینترمدیت A2 پلاس هستند و ما به شدت توصیه می کنیم به آن دست از داوطلبانی که به تازگی می خواند وارد دوره های آموزشی آیلتس بشن و در سطحی فراتر از ابتدایی و نزدیک متوسط هستند. بسیار کتاب های مفیدی هستش، چون از نظر علمی گرید شدند و همچنین موضوع بندی و کلن سبک نگارش این چهارتا کتاب به شیوهی هستش که به آسان‌ترین روش ممکن شما رو برای انواع سوالات آیلتس آماده خواهد کرد در هر چهار رشته. So, let's start. These are the keys, abbreviation مخفف, adjective صفت, adverb قید, noun اسم, phrasal verb فعل عبارتی, phrase عبارت, verb فعل. Arrival ورود، available موجود در دسترس، book رزرو کردن، departure حرکت، getin رسیدن، land فرود اومدن هواپیما، pick up point محلی برای اینکه برداشتن و سوار کردن مسافرها، کالاها و غیره باشه، terminal پایانه، travel agent کسی که شغلش ترتیب دادن تعطیلات برای افراد هستش. Now friends abroad، دوستان در خارج از کشور. As you know, abroad means خارج از کشور. It is a synonym to overseas. Language related to travel, timetables, countries, nationalities. زبان مربوط به مسافرت، جدول زمانی، کشورها، ملیت‌ها. Predicting answers، پیشبینی پاسخ‌ها. Recognizing number formats and spellings، شناسایی فرمت اعداد و هجی. Form completion، تکمیل فرم. Note completion، تکمیل یادداشت. And multiple choice questions، سوالات چند گزینه‌ای. Vocabulary، nations and nationalities، ملیت‌ها و به اصطلاح ملت‌ها و ملیت‌ها. دوستان عزیزم، در تصویر میبینید اسم چند تا کشور رو، ایجیپت که خب مصر هستش، بعد مالزی، پرتغال، پرتغال، ژاپن، ژاپن، و یونایتد عرب امیریتس که میشه امارات متحده عربی. United Arab Emirates که عرب هم بهشون میگن. United Arab Emirates. Now, these are very easy. Can you match these countries to the names in the box? Okay, you should know the names of the countries. A. Japan. B. Egypt. C. Malaysia. D. United Arab Emirates. And E. Portugal. Now, nationalities are often formed by changing the endings of the names of countries. ملیت‌ها اغلب شکل می‌گیرن با تغییر دادن پایان اسامی کشورها. Look at the examples in the table below. به مثال‌های جدول زیر نگاه کنید. Australia plus N Australian. Egypt plus IAN Egyptian. Britain that is going to be British. Japan Japanese. Pakistan, Pakistani. Complete the following sentences about national airlines with the correct nationality. جملات زیر رو در مورد شرکت‌های هوایی ملی با ملیت درست کامل کنید. Japan Airlines is a Japanese airline. خطوط هوایی ژاپن یک خطوط هوایی ژاپنیه. Air China is a Chinese airline. Egypt Air is an Egyptian airline. Emirates is an Emirati airline. Emirate گفتیم دیگه امارات متحده عربی هستش و خدمتون بگم که ملیتش هم به این صورت میشه. بعد یادتون باشه که امریت یعنی امیرنشین، خب امریت یعنی امیرنشین. بعد TAP Portugal is a Portuguese airline. پرتغال که میشه پرتغیز. Malaysia Airlines is a Malaysian airlines. Complete these notes with information from the flight arrivals board below. از جدول زیر، از تابلوی زیر نوت ها رو کامل کنید با اطلاعاتی از ورود پرواز ها. Spanish flight arrived at، خب بریم اسپانیش رو پیدا کنیم. Spanish flight. Here Madrid. Okay, Madrid is in Spain. Okay, so it arrived at 4:50. Flight CCA 1550 from. Okay, let's check it. Here CCA 1550 arrived from where? From China. Okay, Beijing, China. Emirates flight number. UAE 1880 delayed. تأخیر داره. Flight TAP or TAP 1330 due 7:30 from Lisbon, Portugal, landed terminal 16. Okay, you can see. Now listen to a taxi driver talking to a travel agent about the flight arrivals and check your answers. حالا گوش بدید به یه تاکسی درایور که صحبت میکنه با یه به اصطلاح کارمند آژانس مسافرتی در مورد ورود پروازها و پاسخاتون رو چک کنید.
Collins English for exams. Get ready for IELTS listening. Copyright HarperCollins Publishers 2012. CD 1. Track 1.
Good morning. Hi, Flyers. Can I help you?
Hello, Margaret. This is Dave. I'm at the airport and I want to check the flights of the passengers I'm meeting.
Oh, okay, Dave. Go ahead.
Right. The Spanish flight arrived at 4:50 and flight 1550 from China arrived at 6. The 6:50 from the Emirates has been delayed. That's flight UAE 1880. But the Lisbon flight's already landed at gate 16. Is that all of them? And do you have any news about the Paris flight?
All right. Exam information, section 1. اطلاعات امتحان بخش یک یعنی listening IELTS. در بخش یک آزمون شنیداری شما خواهید شنید دو نفری که صحبت میکنن در یک وضعیت یا موقعیت هر روزه یا اجتماعی. پس چی شد؟ یک کانورسیشنی خواهید دید که خواهید شنید که دو نفر دارن راجع به یک وضعیت اجتماعی یا هر روزه صحبت میکنن. شما ممکنه مجبور باشید که کامل کنید یادداشت‌ها یا یه فرمی رو با جزئیات اسامی، آدرس‌ها، زمان‌ها یا تاریخ‌ها. شما نیاز خواهید داشت که گوش کنید به دقت برای املاها و اعداد. نکته امتحانی قبل از اینکه گوش بدید به هم به اطلاعاتی که شما بهتون داده شده که کامل کنید نگاه کنید. So, before you listen, look at the information you've been given to complete. That is very important. It means that before you try to listen and write your answers, have a first look at the information you are given. Predicting the kind of answers you need will help you to focus on what you're going to hear. پیشبینی نوع پاسخهایی که نیاز خواهید داشت قبل اینکه گوش بدید بهتون کمک خواهد کرد که تمرکز کنید روی آنچه که قراره بشنوید. پس قبلش یه نگاهی بندازین به اطلاعاتی که میخواین کامل کنید و پیشبینی کنید چه نوع پاسخهایی قرار داشته باشه. مثلا عدد بیاد، اسم انسان بیاد، آدرس بیاد، تاریخ بیاد، چی بیاد. Now you will hear a conversation between two friends planning a visit. شما یه مکالمه رو خواهید شنید بین دو تا دوست که دارن یک دیداری رو برنامه ریزی میکنن. Predict the kind of information you will have to listen for. Numbers, letters, time, name, etc. Then listen and complete the notes. پیش بینی کنید نوع اطلاعاتی رو که مجبور خواهید شد بهش گوش بدید از قبیل اعداد، حروف، زمان، اسم و غیره. بعد گوش کنید و یادداشت‌ها رو کامل کنید. Sam arrives at On. Okay, you see, this is the first one is going to be the maybe a time because you have at, and on is going to be the name of a day or maybe, for example, Monday or a date such as October 13. Airline flight number, well, you are going to hear a number, all right? Watch out, مراقب باشید. It's easy to confuse certain numbers that sound similar, for example, 15 and 50. Listen very carefully to hear which part of the word is spoken with more emphasis. قاطی کردن اعداد خاصی که شبیه صدای شبیه به هم دارند خیلی آسونه. برای مثال 15 و 50. گوش کنید خیلی با دقت که بشنوید کدوم بخش از کلمه با تاکید بیشتری داره صحبت میشه. اوکی؟
Track 2.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Ali?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hi, Ali. It's me, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you? When are you arriving?
I'm fine. Really looking forward to seeing you. I've booked my flight for Wednesday morning, arriving at 6:50 in the evening.
Great. That's Wednesday, the 6th of July. And what airline are you flying on?
British Airways. Flight number BA 3025.
BA 1325?
No. 3025. 3025.
Ah, okay. And it gets in at 6:15, right?
No, at 6:50. 10 to 7?
Right. Sorry. This line's not very good. So you'll be on flight BA 3025 on Wednesday the 6th, arriving at 6:50 p.m.
That's right.
Good. Well, don't worry. I'll be there to meet you at the airport. We're going to have a fantastic time. I can show you all around.
All right. Now, let's see the answers. Sam arrives at 6:50 p.m. Number 2, on Wednesday 6th July. 3, British Airways, BA 3025. Listen and circle the numbers you hear. گوش بدید و عدادی رو که میشنوید رو دایره بکشید. Okay, then match them with their written forms.
Track 3. 18. 13. 80. 40. 15.
Thirteen, 80, 40, 15. Number 3. Now listen to these sentences and write down the numbers you hear. حالا به این جمله ها گوش بدید و اعدادی رو که میشنوید بنویسید.
Track 4. 1. The youngest passenger is sitting in seat 14 by the window. 2.
There are 40 passengers in first class.
3.
There should be 50 people on the bus.
4.
Her plane arrives at 16:15.
5.
Our train leaves at 17:30.
Number 1, 14. 2, 40. 3, 50. 4, 16. 15 and 5, 17, 30. Number 4, yes, 16, 15. Now listen to the following conversations and choose the correct letter A, B, or C. حالا به مکالمه های زیر گوش بدید و حرف درست A, B, یا C رو انتخاب کنید.
Track 5. Good evening. Fine dining. Can I help you?
Hello. Yes. I'd like to book a table for 4 on Friday evening at 8 p.m.
Yes, sir. And the name is?
McEwen. M-C-E-W-A-N.
M-C-E-W-A-N. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's right.
That's booked for you, sir. Four people on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Track six.
Where to, madam?
Westbourne Grove, please.
Westbourne Grove? In the city centre?
No, Westbourne, near the park. Sorry, I haven't got the postcode.
No problem. How do you spell it?
W-E-S-T-B-O-U-R-N-E.
That's it, 1B and 2C. 5. You will hear a telephone conversation in which Sam is booking a taxi. شما یه مکالمه تلفنی خواهید شنید که در آن سم داره یک تاکسی رو رزرو میکنه. First, look at the form below and think about the kind of information you will need. Then listen and complete the form.
Track 7.
Good morning. Taxi's for you. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to book a taxi to the airport, please.
Right. And which airport is that?
London Heathrow.
That's fine. And when do you need the taxi for?
My flight leaves from Terminal 5 at 7:20 on Wednesday, the 6th of July, next week.
Wednesday the 6th at 7:20 a.m. So you'll need the taxi at 3:30, okay? Can I have your name, please?
Sam Williams.
And your address?
60 Willowside Bank, Abingdon. That's A-B-I-N-G-D-O-N.
Thank you. And the postcode is?
OX14-3HB.
OX14-3HB. And can I have a contact number for you?
Yes, of course. My mobile is 07789-612-744.
Thank you. 07789-612-744. Now, we'll be picking you up at 3:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
1:30 a.m. 2:60, 3 Abingdon, 40X143HB, 5612744. Okay, of course, the form is not here. You can have a look at the form in your book. Exam tip. You will be, the form was here, okay? You will be expected to know the spellings of common words and names. از شما انتظار می رود که بدانید املای کلمات و اسامی رایج رو. Any usual names will be spelled out for you. هر اسم عادی برای شما هجی خواهد شد. An answer spelled wrongly will be marked incorrect, so get plenty of practice before the exam. پاسخی که املای نادرست داشته باشه نادرست علامت خواهد شد و بنابراین تمرین زیادی داشته باشین قبل امتحان. Name of passenger Sam Williams. Okay, Wednesday 6th July. Date and time I gave the answer to you. Pickup point, number and street, town, postcode, mobile number, destination, مقصد. Okay, you will hear a conversation between a flight attendant and a passenger completing a landing car before arriving in the UK. شما یه مکالمه خواهید شنید بین یک مهماندار هواپیما و یه مسافر که کامل میکنن یه کارت فرود رو قبل از اینکه برسن به بریتانیا. فرم رو کامل کنید. Landing car, please complete clearly in English and block capitals. لطفاً به انگلیسی و حروف بزرگ کامل کنید. Okay, block capitals. Immigration Act number 1971.
Track 8.
Have you filled in your landing card? No, sorry. I'm having a few problems.
Can I help you at all?
Yes, please.
Well, the first question's very easy. What's your family name?
My family name is Liu. L-I-U.
And your first name?
Well, my English name is Grace, but my Chinese name is Hua Fang. Which one should I put here?
Which name do you have in your passport?
Hua Fang. H-U-A and F-A-N-G.
So you should put that one. And your date of birth?
Shall I put the day first or the month?
See where it says D, D, M, M and Y, 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 Y?
Yes. What does that mean?
It means date, month and year.
Oh, okay. So I put 17, 12, 1994.
The 17th of December 1994?
Yes. That's right. And what address is this?
That would be where you are staying in the UK.
Ah, okay. Let me see. 13 Park Road, Brighton. B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N. And the postcode? BN40-4GR.
Is there anything else you need help with?
No, thank you. I understand the other questions. Thank you very much for your help.
Number one, the first name, H-U-A-F-A-N-G. Date of birth, 17-12-1994. Nationality, Chinese. Occupation, student. Contact address in the UK in full. 13 Park Road, Brighton, BN40-4GR. Now, exam tip, نکته امتحانی. When you complete the form, it is important to keep the required number of words for each answer. وقتی که یه فرم رو کامل میکنید، مهمه که رعایت کنید تعداد لازم کلمات برای هر پاسخ رو. You will be told how many words to use, e.g. no more than two words and or a number. بهتون گفته خواهد شد که چند تا کلمه رو میتونید استفاده کنید. مثلا بیش از دو کلمه و یا یک عدد نباشه. If you write too many words, your answer will be marked incorrect. اگر کلمات زیادتر بنویسید، پاسختون نادرست خواهد بود. A hyphenated word counts as one word. کلماتی که خط تیره دارند یک کلمه شمرده میشن. خیلی مهمه. مثلا mother-in-law علارغم این که از سه تا کلمه تشکیل شده چون با خطوط تیره به هم ربط دارند وصل میشن، پس در نتیجه شما اون رو یک کلمه حساب میکنید. A number can be written in letters or numbers. E.g. 12 or 12. Either way, it counts as one word. یک عدد رو میشه هم به حروف نوشت یا به عدد، در هر صورت یک کلمه حساب میشه. You will hear a telephone conversation between a hotel receptionist and a caller making a reservation. Complete the form below. Write no more than three words and or a number for each answer. شما یه مکالمه تلفنی رو خواهید شنید بین یک مسئول پذیرش هتل و یه تماس گیرنده‌ای که داره رزرو میکنه. فرم زیر رو کامل کنید. بیش از سه کلمه و یا یک عدد برای هر پاسخ ننویسید. Number of nights، تعداد شبا که میخواد بمونه. Type of room، نوع اتاق. Single، double، twin beds، double، king size bed. Name، home address. Postcode، transport. Meals، غذا، transport، حمل و نقل. Date of arrival، زمان ورود.
Track 9. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a hotel receptionist and a caller making a reservation. In the exam, you will have 20 seconds to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
The caller says he will be staying for just one night. So one is the answer here. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
And would you like a single or double room?
A double room, please.
A double room. And would you like twin beds or a king-size bed?
A king-sized bed, please.
Let me see. Yes, we do have a double room available for next Friday. Would you like me to book it for you?
Yes, please.
Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Edward Francis.
Is that F-R-A-N-C-E-S?
No, it's F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Yes, that's right.
And your home address, please, sir?
Yes, it's 23 Cypress Avenue, Cambridge.
Is that C-Y-P-R-U-S?
No, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S, like the tree.
Oh, I see. And your postcode is?
CB39NF.
And it's just for one night?
Yes, that's right.
We can reserve a parking space for you. Are you coming by car?
Actually, I'll be taking a taxi from the station.
That's fine. And one last question. Would you like dinner and breakfast?
No dinner, thank you. But I'd like breakfast.
Just breakfast. So, to confirm, you're arriving on Friday the 16th of April and leaving on Saturday the 17th. That's one night in a double room with a king-size bed with breakfast.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, in the exam, you will have 20 seconds to look at questions 8 to 10.
Now here, of course, we have 7 questions. Then we'll have questions from 8 to 10. Number of nights, 1. Type of room, a double king size bed. Double, یعنی خب میتونید دیگه اتاق به اصطلاح دو تخته و king size bed یعنی بدی که تخت خوابی که بزرگ باشه، خیلی بزرگ باشه. تو این بدس هم تختای دو قلو رو میگن که کوچیک تک نفره هستش دوتا. Edward Francis in the home address to 23 Cypress Avenue, postcode CB39NF, 5 transport taxi, 6 meals breakfast, 7 Friday, 16th April.
Track 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 8 to 10.
And could I have your mobile number, please?
Yes, it's 07976-122-577. No, sorry, it's been changed. It's 07961 121597.
07961121597. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'm having dinner with a friend. Could you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
That would be the Winston Churchill. It's about a mile from here.
Perfect. Could you please make a reservation for 7 p.m. and leave a message with the details for my friend when he arrives?
Certainly. What is the gentleman's name?
Mr. Alaoui. That's A-L-A-O-U-I.
No problem. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
That is the end of section one. In the exam, you will have half a minute to check your answers.
Well, number 8C, 07961121597. Number 9B, make a restaurant booking. And number 10, Mr. Alaoui. Exam tip, during the exam, listen very carefully and don't presume the first information you hear is always correct. Sometimes the speaker can change his or her mind and correct the information given. یه نکته خیلی مهم. در طول امتحان به دقت گوش بدید و فرض رو بر این نذارین که اولین اطلاعاتی که میشنوین همیشه درسته. گاهی اوقات صحبت کننده میتونه نظرش رو عوض کنه و اطلاعات داده شده رو تغییر بده. الان دیدید شماره موبایلش رو اول یه چیزی میگفت بعد گفت که چنج شده و یه شماره دیگه داد. Progress check. How many boxes can you tick? چند تا باکس میتونید تیک بزنید؟ Did you listen closely for numbers that sound similar? آیا شما به دقت گوش دادیم برای اعدادی که یکسان صدا میدند، شبیه هم صدا میدند؟ Did you check your spellings? آیا املاها و هجیاتون رو چک کردین؟ Did you check that you have written the correct number of words in the answers? آیا شما چک کردین که شما تعداد درست کلمات رو در پاسخ ها نوشته این؟ مثلا وقتی بهتون میگه no more than three words and or a number. بسیار عالی. دوستان رسیدیم به پایان یونیت اول. انشاءالله در یونیت های بعدی شما رو خواهم دید. تا اون موقع مراقب خودتون باشید و تمرین کنید پارت 1 رو که اطلاعات کلی و به اصطلاح everyday و social situation ها سوالات مورد طراحی هستن. تا اون موقع بدرود.